Hello, happy Sunday, everybody.
It's Coach MJ here with you today. Corinne is taking a day off. So you got me today and welcome. If you do not know, I'm going to rename myself. If you don't know me, I am Coach MJ. I am the Member Journey Director here at NoBS. Lost 85 pounds with Corinne, living my best life, doing all the things over here at NoBS. If you hear noise, we are having all of the ductwork ripped out from underneath our home today. And apparently it is all centered right under my office. So we'll see how that goes. Coach Mish is here with us in the chat and in the Q&A. We will be here for an hour, hour and a half, depending on how many people want to talk. Coach Mish is here. She will be in the chat and in the Q&A, typing in all caps so that you can see what she's saying. You know it's an OBS team member. I think that's about it. So what are we going to do? This is an open coaching call. It is just raise your hand if you want to be coached. However, I do ask that the first couple people who are coached, or it's about time. That's what we're working on this month inside of NoBS. We are talking about time, how to make time for NoBS, how to make time for yourself, how to make time to rest, how to create more space in your calendar, how to be more organized with your calendar. So if you want coaching on that, raise your hand. I would like to coach on time for the first couple of members. And then after that, it's all weight loss all day long. So just raise your, if nobody needs coaching on time, is that like what I'm seeing here? Everybody's got their time under control. They have plenty of space to get everything done that they need. They do not need any help with time. Is that what I'm seeing here in this? We have got so currently right at 300 people. One person, Charmaine, has taken one for the team. She has raised her hand, and I am thinking she might need to coach on time. But if you want to coach on time, if you're having trouble keeping organized, if you're procrastinating, if you don't have time to do stuff, just raise your hand, and we'll coach on that. And then we will, now y'all are raising your hand. I knew. I was like, shit, I need coaching on time. If I need coaching on time, y'all need coaching on time. I'm trying to get you up here, Charmaine. Yes, you can use the Q&A and the chat. Laura, I'm from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Yes, it is a good day. It is a good day. All right, Charmaine, I'm going to ask you to unmute and ask you to start your video. All right. Hey.
How are y'all? I'm at work. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am fantastic. All right. So,
you want questions from me? I work 3 to 4 jobs. I have a baby going through a senior year, and I'm going through a divorce. So I have lots of moments that I do bad stuff. So I'm busy. I'm grabbing food as I'm going. I'm eating out. I don't feel like cooking. Just you're the same old stuff. And I've gotten through to maybe module 3.
Okay.
So I've been doing my training. It all sounds great, but trying to put it into action is where I'm struggling.
Okay. So what kind of action are you having trouble getting into? Like, like of the prep. 4 basics, which ones do you have on lock? Like, you like, girl, I'm already there.
I'll be honest, probably not many of them, of the 4. Let me, probably none of them. I just, I keep saying I'm busy, and that's my problem, instead of doing for me and taking the time. Meal prep's a big deal for me. I've never been good at that. So that's kind of where I need to start, to where I know what I'm grabbing. And so I haven't done that yet.
Okay. And how much time does meal prep and all the things, how long does that take?
I don't know. I've never done it too much.
Are sure you really, like you're saying, I'm working 3 to 4 jobs. I've got a baby who's a senior. I have got 3 daughters. We've been through senior year 3 times. I know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in the medical profession. Looks like that's what you do the same. But this, yes, I recognize the scrubs. Is food prep doable for you right now? Is that something that you want to find the time for, or is it not doable? It might be something you want to find the time for, but is it doable?
It would be doable. I have usually about 2 days that I could prep for. And it would make my life easier instead of looking at the menus and ordering out and save me a ton of money, because eating out is ridiculous right now. So, that's probably my first starting point is where I want to start is doing that.
So why haven't you done it yet?
That vicious cycle of I want to do it and I have the knowledge, but I can't get it here to do it.
Does it need to be there, or does it need to be on your calendar?
maybe that's the key. It needs to be on my calendar, maybe.
Yeah, you're like, I need to feel it in my heart. I need to want to do it.
I mean, never going to feel it in my heart.
Yeah, like you're at work right now. Did you feel it in your heart, or was it scheduled and you had some place to be at a certain time and you honored that commitment?
Oh, that's a great way to look at it. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, what if it doesn't need to be in your heart?
Okay.
Because we're always waiting to be like, I want to feel motivated and I want to be ready and I want it to be so easy. Was it easy to get up and get to work on time this morning for you?
No, ma'am. No.
But you did. Okay. It.
All right.
But we think weight loss should feel like magical unicorn-ness.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would it?
I want you to tell me the 5 things about your life that would improve if you did food prep for 2 days a week.
I would save money.
Okay. Love it.
I know I would feel better because I had pizza last night and I feel like crap this morning. What else? Just to know that I stuck with something of my goal that I'm trying to like that proud moment that I actually stuck with it to do better.
Okay.
That's
well, you're busy. So how would it help your, it would help your calendar because it would free up some stuff. It would help your income.
Yes.
You have more money in your pocket.
Feel much better. I know.
It would help you make a commitment to yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
It would give you some certainty because you know what you're going to have.
Yeah.
When you think about all the things that it will give you, does it like roll up doableness a little bit better for you?
Yeah, putting it on the treatment like work and putting it on a calendar like a true commitment is, I know that sounds probably like not a foreign thought to everybody else, but for me, I like that. Like it's my work. I have to get it done. This is the day and this is the time. Here's my shift. We're going to cook for 2 hours today. So I'll try and start looking at it like that. And that I'll get up and
listen,
do that.
I want you to watch, like we talk about old shitties and like sneaking thoughts and all that kind of stuff. And so many, this is for everybody listening to the sound of my voice. We think old shitty is like, I suck. I'm never going to get this. This is so hard. You just had one of the biggest old shitties that just came out of your mouth. You said, I'll try to do that. That's not a commitment.
Okay.
I mean, but I want like when so many of us think that like, well, I'm not beating myself up and I'm not like, it's not awful. It's not like I don't feel bad when I talk to myself, but try, this is what I always say. Try leaves room for failure.
All right.
I'm going to try. And you already got this story that you're so busy. I don't have time. And then you're like, well, I tried, but like what you need to do is actually look at your calendar and be like, okay, this week I've got time Wednesday from 12 to 2.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm going to make that commitment. That little word try a lot of times is just enough to keep you out of action.
Okay.
I'll like, it's the same thing. I'll try to make my plan before I go to work. Well, I tried, just couldn't get it done. Didn't have enough time.
Okay, I'll put
instead
it
on. I am going to write my plan the minute I wait, as soon as I pee, I'm going to write my plan. And then your brain is like, it knows exactly what you're going to do. It creates that certainty.
Okay.
And then what is, because planning, by the way, is not a four basic. So, right, like we want to work on the four basics. So which of the four basics could you go all in on as well? Like, which one are you so close to getting?
My water. I do good with the water thing. I just don't drink enough. I have an obsession with sweet tea, but I'm trying not to do that because that's an eat out thing. I don't make it at home. So I had an old bottle that was 64 ounces. So I'm going to wash it. I didn't bring it today because I was late because I didn't prep. So I will have that to where I can physically see me drinking that water. I have like a 30 ounce that I try to get two in, but doesn't always happen. But my water's my closest.
Try.
I want to get off video now.
But I'm going to tell for all of you who are on the fence, do you have an accountability partner?
Yes, I do actually. Yes.
That's the sort of stuff with accountability. Like have her listen to this. And because that's your like go-to word.
Yeah.
and give her permission to call you out on that word.
Okay. I will.
Mine was have to. And I knew I was like, I'm going to have to do. And it felt so hard to me. Mm-hmm. And so like, I would give my accountability group permission. Every time you hear me say have to, I want you to catch me.
Okay.
So let her, like, that's one good thing. Do y'all do Marco Polo or text or what?
Text, FB Messenger, those usually.
I'm gonna offer y'all, for you especially, okay, anybody who has that sneaky little word or you notice you say something over and over again, Marco Polo is free. It's a video messaging app. You don't have to have a camera on if you don't want to, but you're talking. And so just like you, when you're starting to tell your story, the word pops out. Now, if you're texting her, you're going to see the word try and you'll be like, delete, delete, delete. And you're going to catch yourself. But when you are on that messaging, the video messaging app or audio messaging app, and you're telling your story, it creates such a better opportunity for your accountability partner to catch it and call you out on it. And I've even had instances where my accountability was like, I'm not even going to tell you what you just did. Go back and listen to your last message.
Okay.
So right. I would suggest for y'all working on your thoughts, a lot of you with your accountability partners, just download that app. It is free. And that is the beauty of accountability. Because when we're journaling on our own or we're writing down, a lot of times we'll have a thought, we're like, oh, that sucks. And then we'll delete it or not write it down. But when you start talking, it all just kind of flows out.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go put this on my calendar right now.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that.
I have a written and an electronic, so I should get it in my head. Yeah. I will get it in my head.
See, look, do you hear your words already change it? Like once you're aware of them,
right,
it's so easy to catch yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So good.
Thank you,
Charmaine. Yes. And enjoy that senior year with that baby.
I will. Thank you for your help.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
There we go. I haven't done this in a minute. And so now I'm like, where are the buttons? Where are the buttons? I'm going to tell you, for all of you in accountability, or if you don't have an accountability partner or an accountability group, we will set you up with one on our membership website, nobswoman.com. And it is, give your accountability partners permission to call you out on your shitty thoughts. Say, look, you're not going to hurt my feelings. You're not going to offend me. If you hear words like try or should or busy or whatever you're working on come out of your mouth, to call you on it. Give them that permission. All right, Sarah, I am pulling you up. Jackie, the Coach Mish put in the chat, Marco Polo app. Make sure too that you're comments are everyone, not just panelists and host, so that everybody can see what you're saying. I think everybody's good with that. But Sarah, I'm going to ask to unmute you. I'm going to ask you to start your video.
I'm not in a position where I can join on the video. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. We typically like, because it's good to be able to see who we're coaching. Do you think you could hop off and then get in a place that you could come back on video?
I'm at somebody else's house. I was just trying to make myself join the call. I apologize.
No, you're good. You're good. Do you need coaching?
I definitely jumped on because I wanted to hear what you guys had to say about procrastination.
Okay.
I think I got most of what I was looking for from the first panelist who was kind enough to jump on.
Good. I am so glad. I am so glad. All right. Keep listening because we've got more time people with their hands raised.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Allison. Let me see. Oh, look at your fun picture, Allison. It's cute. All right. I'm going to ask you to start your video.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. I'm not as cute as my picture right now, but I'm having my morning coffee in my bedhead.
That is perfectly fine.
Yes. So I tend to sign up for this course and that course and this course and that course. And then I'm like, oh shit, I'm behind. And then the beat down. And then I avoid doing any of it. So I feel sometimes I have an unrealistic expectation on how long it takes me to accomplish a task.
Mm.
And then I turn everything into this big project and then I don't do it.
Okay.
So even like today, because I know Corinne, I like her 8, 8, and 8 from that first call of like,
yes.
Okay, up for 8 hours. I have 8 hours. I actually already mapped out like my day. I have a lot of time today. In my habit, and I'm going to say the word, I waste so much time. And I caught that's my broken belief on repeat. But I find my Sundays, I will realistically waste a lot of time today.
Why do you think you do that?
It's that vicious cycle of like, I need to rest and I should be productive. And then there's like, I beat myself up maybe instead of just doing the shit I want to do.
Do you need the rest today?
Well, I actually think I get a lot of rest. I just lied to myself because I'm not feeling rested. I'm doing nothing, but I'm not feeling rested. So maybe that's it. And I always think, okay, if I would just get this stuff done and then I could truly rest tonight. But I don't actually accomplish either of them.
Okay. So we're talking about not like necessarily rest because you're physically tired, but you're not really mentally giving yourself a break.
I think so. I don't think I truly rest.
What would rest look like? Like if you were resting, what is your definition of that?
Even like years ago, I could like read a book, and now I feel like in that hindsight, I can't even like sit and read. You know, I find literally I will zone out with the scroll hole. I can sit at night for 2 hours doing nothing and scroll. But I'm not truly rested. I feel like that may be like just avoiding doing stuff. I don't like TV. I don't really like movies. So in Corinne's replay when she said I have to intentionally like watch TV, I don't like TV. So maybe reading. Or I like to watch people interview each other. Like I could watch a Rich Roll podcast of him talking to somebody for 2 hours. So I would love to intentionally do that as rest, but I find I'm always grabbing for my phone or doing something else then.
Okay. Do you have like podcast time on your calendar and it's free time?
No. Be that simple. I can just schedule it in of just.
When you're scrolling, though, like scrolling, it sounds like scrolling is something you enjoy doing too. There's nothing wrong with it.
I think it's me avoiding because I'm like restless doing it. I'm not truly
What are you avoiding?
doing all the shoulds of all the stuff I think I should be doing. Where in like one of the courses I'm in is more like nutrition based, and I feel like I'm so behind now because it's not like scheduled weekly calls. It's like every other week, and we're supposed to kind of do the work. And I feel like I'm so behind, so I'm shitting myself that I should do that.
Is
And
the
instead,
work on your calendar?
no. The actual calls that I should have the work done by is on my calendar, but I'm not actually scheduling the work.
So why haven't you done that?
Maybe I know I don't know, it's not an answer because maybe I'm it really is that simple.
Because here's the thing. When you're sitting at night scrolling, you're like, I should be working on this course. No, you shouldn't. You have it written down that you're going to do it.
Yeah, I don't intentionally, because I will sit here all day and be like, I should do this, I should do that, I should do this, I should do that, instead of actually intentionally planning out. Because I'm good at planning out the stuff that is a set time. Like on my calendar, I know I need to do this here. I have this call scheduled out. It is there. I don't think I give myself enough credit of knowing how to map out those middle spots.
How much time does it take to do this other class, the work?
In my head, it's like a big to-do, but realistically, it probably is not. And I've avoided even breaking it down because I feel I'm so behind because I did not keep on track. That honestly, I couldn't even tell you how many weeks in we are.
What would happen if you, I mean, how much further along would you be if you just scheduled 30 minutes every time you have a big chunk of time to do work?
Yeah, because I think I'm like, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do the meal prep? No, I just need to like pick one thing to focus on and write it in.
Yeah. I mean, here's a great question for you. Like, we'll go ahead and fill in your calendar now. What's your top three goals in life right now? The three things that you want more than anything in order.
So I am trying to create my own little business and my own
Okay.
little community. So one of my top three things is getting the foundation of it, like the a website, a landing, so making my online presence visible, getting something so my people know where to find me. So that is my main thing is
Okay, so you
creating.
got business, and then what else? What's next?
So one of my things is lowering my LDL to below 70.
So food prep, then. So you can intentionally plan to get your LDL down. What
Yes.
else? What's
And
third?
then my third thing would probably be getting a system of like maintaining the house. And so a home office. I think that would be it because I feel like if I had one spot to kind of work from,
Okay, so creating a home office. So that's the three things you want to do. You listed business first. So you've got all this free space on your calendar, several hours today. How much time? This is not like how much time is it going to take to complete this course? How much time is it going to take you to finish up all the back like lessons that you need to get done before the next call? How much time do you want to spend working on your business today?
You know what? I could realistically to an hour. I think an hour would be a good, I think that's realistic for a Sunday.
Okay. And then food prep. Have you got food to prep?
I do. And that's my other thing because I have an out of sight, out of mind, and I get a produce box delivered every other week. And yesterday I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that's already been in there a week. So I definitely have food to prep.
Okay.
So,
And how long will it take you to food prep?
you know what? I'll give myself an hour for that.
Okay. And then what's one task you can complete with the rest of your time to work on your home office?
So I can bring the bed frame upstairs and
Okay.
put the bed on because I'm going to go into a little room that has a twin bed and I can put it back on the bed frame and that way I can maneuver it to then I can make room to bring my
How long will
desk up.
that take? Guessing.
You know, I'm going to give myself an hour and a half for that
Okay.
to get in there, to spend in there.
And there you go. Everything else, do you have any more space on your calendar?
Yes.
Put your podcast on there to watch your
Yeah,
podcast.
I do. And I think that will be like my 9 p.m. relax of I can choose something because I do like content, but then once it's something like I pay for, then I want to avoid it. So that free content of just something I can watch, like a the live, I love watching people like a podcast, but the YouTube version of it.
Yeah.
I will do it at 9 o'clock with no phone, with no paper, just enjoy it.
And here, Allison, I just caught one of your. I'm just catching old shitties left and right.
I love
Like they're everywhere today. Y'all just letting them just
it.
fly out of your mouth. You said anything I pay for, I avoid it. That's bullshit. Here we sit on a call for a membership that you pay for, that you intentionally plan time for. And write down on your calendar.
Okay.
It's not true. Now, even this other class you're taking, you have the calls written down. You're not avoiding it. You may not be taking full advantage of it, but you're on those calls, it's on your calendar. There are some aspects of it that you're not, actively participating in, but you're not like putting it on a shelf, like the produce.
My poor berries, they had fuzz.
Yeah. And Mary Pat Wise has a really good, question. What happens if you don't accomplish what you plan and it's going to take longer? So, for Allison today, maybe in the middle of food prep, and you realize it's going to take an hour and a half instead of an hour, you just complete that task. Then she could say, that took a little bit longer than I thought. And then the bed frame, I'm going to take that 30 minutes. And instead of spending an hour and a half on the bed frame, I'm just going to spend an hour. And then wherever you get, you stop.
And I have my like visual timers that really help me. So, and I got a bunch of these. So I will have these kind of go. And it won't take me that long to bring the bed frame up, but actually assembling it, rearranging the room.
Yeah.
But
And if you don't get the whole thing done today, at least you got it upstairs. And then at the end of the night, you're like, instead of thinking, well, I only spent an hour on that class, probably need another couple of hours. It's like, dang, I have been avoiding this piece of this class. I am so proud I spent an hour today of intentional time. Dang, do you know how much money I saved? I would have thrown those fruits and vegetables away, but instead I got in there and food prep. That's amazing. Not like, well, you should have done it last week. Well, if you'd have done it last week, that's where we get ourselves in a rut. Like we look at what we didn't do instead of what we did accomplish. And you've got to give yourself credit for that. I might not have finished that bed frame today, but I've damn sure got it upstairs. Good for me. That's one less thing I got to do tomorrow or next time it's on my calendar.
On my little like one page calendar, I literally have three simple tasks. So right now I just wrote in food prep and then my course and then bed frame. Those are my three simple tasks for the day.
Yes.
Because instead I sit here thinking already I'm going to waste time and it's going to, I turn everything into a big project in my head. It is so simple. Thank you.
And just put time on it. The extra time that you've got, just stick it on the calendar. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. But at least you've taken steps to get there. And then you give yourself credit for that.
Someone just wrote math versus drama. Yep. I have to take the drama out of it. It's either done or not done.
Yeah.
Yeah, no drama.
Yeah. You got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'll let you go on.
All right.
This helps. Okay. Share a picture in the Facebook group tonight of my three simple tasks, what I accomplished.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm back with the picture. I'll share a picture.
Yes. And do you have an accountability group?
Oh, yeah. My No BS Rebels. It's Susie. It's Roz. We've been together since 2019. Michelle, Catherine. Yeah, we are our No BS Rebels. We're strong.
So Roz Tobe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She'll call you out on your shit now.
Oh, yeah. Susie Garcia. Susan Garcia.
Oh, Susan Gar. Oh, look. You got a good group.
Girls, yes.
Post for the next like 30 days, post your three things you're going to get done. And at the end of the day, check back in and let them know that you got it done or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
You got a good little group there.
Oh yeah. I'm not active that much in our big group because I forget, but we are so active. Yes.
Good. Yeah. Good. All righty. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Y'all, you just write it down. I mean, you've just got to put it on your calendar. So that's really the step one. Step one is just writing something, anything down. Write anything down. Laura. And if you get the time wrong, I get the time wrong all the time. All the time. And it's okay. I will tell you on my calendar, typically I have a buffer hour. Buffer is probably not the best word for it, but it's what I've always called it. And like things that I need, if I went over on a task and I need to rearrange some stuff, I give myself time to like at the end of the day to like put a bow on some like easy to finish things I didn't get finished during the day. All right, Laura.
Hi, Coach MJ.
Hey.
I'm traveling.
You're not driving, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm traveling from Falls to Big Fork, Montana. And we're going home today. RV vacation.
Corinne coached you the other week.
Last week. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What can really I do for helpful. You this week?
Okay. I'm retired from being a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
I waste a lot of time. I have hours and hours that I could be doing things, you know, housework, helping with the cooking.
Do you schedule it? Do you plan it? Why?
No, I got a lot out of that last I
yeah.
don't know. I have a
if you had to
I'm
guess
for is this procrastination, laziness.
What are you procrastinating against? What I mean, do you think it's like you think it's gonna take too long? It's gonna be too hard? Like what are you avoiding when you don't do things?
It's gonna take too hard. You know, the weight loss part of it's going to take too long. I should have been further than I am.
Now you've switched over to weight loss. We're talking about honoring your calendar and cleaning your house and doing activities.
Okay, we'll stick with that then.
Yeah. So what did you do? when you your kids were little, you were a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
What'd you do then?
Took care of them. Took them to you know, little toddler class, the park, met up with other moms.
Okay. And then did you get the house clean and do all the chores and all that other kind of stuff?
Wasn't spotless.
Yeah,
but I
mean, I
had to help. Yeah. The kids were the priority.
Okay. And now you get to be the priority.
Yeah, that's a big change.
Yeah, of course it's a big change. It's a huge change. So what is one, like, what feels doable to you as far, maybe you've not been used to keeping a calendar or writing things down or any of that kind of stuff. Do you write your plan at the same time every day?
No, I try to get it in the morning after coffee. I have three accountability partners. Two of the partners, we are forming a group. So I'll have one group, one partner. We asked the extra partner to join. We're waiting.
Here's what I want you to do, Laura. You use that awful word try again. I try to do it in the morning after I do my coffee. For the next 30 days, we're not going to try. We're going to make an appointment. Right after coffee, plan gets written.
Okay.
That's your step one into writing a calendar. Like we talk about with 24-hour planning, y'all. If you are not ready to schedule out your entire day, or if you're not ready to plan your entire food day, pick a meal. For you, Laura, you're not thinking about like our last caller that we had when she had like little cute little blocks of like colored time and it's all like you could see her whole week on that thing. That may not be doable for you.
I think I could try a day at a time.
No, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do a day at a time.
Do a day at a time, but make one commitment to, because here's what it means when you say I'm going to do a day at a time. Tomorrow, I'm going to write a whole fucking day. And I'm going to stick to it like a boss. When here we sit on Sunday and you have zero calendar, zero time commitment to yourself. But tomorrow you're like, I'm going to make a whole entire ass plan. No, all I'm asking you to do is for the next like 2 weeks, even. It is a non-negotiable. You have an appointment with yourself right after coffee. You write your plan.
Okay.
You honor the hell out of that commitment. And then you add something else on. Just like we do with planning. It's the same exact thing. You're not ready to write your whole plan. And you can even do the same thing that we do when people start planning. Give yourself two options on your calendar.
Well, I do use Google Calendar and I plug in appointments outside the home. You know, doctor's appointments, counselor, whatever it is. And that part of it is planned.
Yes. So now what you're going to do, here's what you're going to do. After coffee, you're going to write down on your Google Calendar, whatever time that typically is, write my plan. And you're going to look at your blood work. You're going to look at your calendar and you're going to be like, well, damn, Friday, I got blood work at my doctor's office and I can't eat or drink anything till after that. So I'm going to make an exception. That day, it's going to be before my doctor's appointment.
Okay.
You can still get it done. That's the beauty of looking ahead at your week or even looking the night before and planning your next day.
Okay. That's good.
You got to do it all. You got to do one thing.
Right.
All right, Laura. Check in. Do the same thing with your accountability group. Tell them your commitment. A lot of times especially if we are not used to doing something for ourselves, it's so much easier when we promise somebody else.
That's true.
So hop on with your accountability partner and say, I am making a commitment to myself that every day before, as soon as I finish my coffee, I'm going to write my plan for the next 2 weeks. It's on my calendar. I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to check in with y'all. I'm going to come in here as soon as it's done. If y'all haven't heard from me, check on me.
Okay. That'll happen.
Okay. You got a plan. You ain't got to do all of it. Just do some of it.
Okay. I like that.
Yes. All right, Laura.
Have a good day, MJ.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye-bye.
That wedding.
I know. It's coming up. It's coming up.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, my daughter is getting married in a few weeks. One baby is leaving the nest. The nest. She's leaving. I have Zoom user. And y'all, I love my dress. I love my dress. I'm going to look good. I just have to make sure I don't look better than my daughter. Nobody's going to look better than my daughter, but I love my dress. It's being altered. It's my favorite thing ever. It's black. It's black. It's a black and white wedding. So, and the bridesmaids are wearing black, and she asked me and the groom's mother to wear black. So we're wearing black. And my husband, y'all might know, is from Iran. And, his sister has been trying to get a visa forever to be able to come to this wedding. And she just got approved for a visa. And so she is going to get to come from Iran to the wedding, which is amazing. Yeah, so excited. I will do a dress reveal. I am trying to get Zoom user up, but it's not going to work. I don't know why it's not working. All right, I'm going to try Lisbeth and see if it's Zoom being an ass or the other. You know, I had a black and white wedding too back in 1995. Okay, Lisbeth is coming. All right. Ask to unmute. Ask to start the video.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Good. What you want coaching on today?
My biggest time sink is I feel like my brain can't handle tasks like making a plan or concentrating on doing the coursework or anything after dealing with my kids.
Okay. So when did you join?
August of 21.
Okay. Do you make a plan every day or at least some parts of the time?
No. It's on and off. I've currently been more on. I've been trying to make a plan, I'd say 70% of the time. And
okay, your planning is 70%. That's perfect. And then what else? Are you, like, do you listen to calls or?
Wednesday and Sunday, I listen, but I have one earbud in while I'm trying to wrangle the three kids. This is a very rare instance when they're all downstairs.
But why is it a problem to do that, to do it that way? Do you feel like you're hearing things and listening to things and learning things as you do that?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no.
Okay. So you've got this story that you don't have time to listen, but you listen faithfully every Wednesday and Sunday, even though it may be distracted sometimes. You have this story that you can't focus on tasks like making a plan, but you do it 70% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. Like when all the kids go to school and I actually have a minute to myself, it feels like my brain is just so spent already that I don't have the energy to do things like listen to the class, the modules, or...
So what do you do then when they go to school?
First thing I do is watch the news and have my coffee. And then after that, it's a mixture of chores and like non-brain use tasks like coloring.
Okay. Why would it be a problem just have an AirPod in during the day and listen? That's the only way I get my content in OBS, by the way.
I feel like if I just listen, I'm not actually absorbing what I'm listening to. Like, I need to take notes or actually pay attention for it to make it into my brain.
Okay. But what, so you've been, these Wednesday calls, you've been listening, but not really like taking notes. What was Corinne been talking about this month?
I know last week she was mentioning her schedule.
Creating a schedule.
But I didn't catch a lot of it. You know, the kids were being extra.
So when you're just doing your chores and you don't have the kids out and outside noise of the kids, what would happen if you put an AirPod in and listen to the replays?
I would be listening. It wouldn't be retained.
How do you know that? Have you tried it?
Yes.
Okay.
I used to listen all the time when I was doing stuff, and I would really have aha moment, but I wasn't able to, it wasn't able to make it past that initial aha to implement anything.
Okay. This is perfect. So your kids are gone to school. You're listening to the news and watching coffee. Do you have 20 to 30 minutes a day to sit down before you start your chores, before you do whatever else, pull out your laptop and listen? Intentionally listen.
Yes. Just saying that in like with you right now causes my body to feel a lot of anxiety.
Okay. Where do you think that's coming from?
If I sit down and actually listen and I actually learn and retain it, I'll feel even worse when I don't do it.
How do you already know you're not going to do it?
Because I haven't been doing even the four basics for these years.
Why do you think that is? How much time does it take to do the four basics?
Sleep and water, none. Eating when you're hungry and stopping at enough is always where I've had the issue. And writing stuff down.
How much time does it take to eat when you're hungry and stop at enough?
Eating when I'm hungry doesn't take any time. Eating when I'm not hungry also doesn't take any time.
But which one gets you to your goal?
Eating when I'm hungry.
Okay. So, when you eat when you're not hungry, what would it take to like just stop when you realize you're eating and you're not hungry?
A lot of brain power, a lot of willpower.
Do you think willpower? Because willpower is like, it runs out fast. I mean, willpower be gone. That's why an OBS is so different. So when you notice you're eating and you're not hungry, tell me what has to happen in order to stop eating.
I have to remove the food and try to focus on something else and get distracted enough to forget.
Okay. How much time does that take?
20 to 30 minutes.
You mean to tell me it takes you 30 minutes to put the food away and go get some crayons and color?
To forget about the food,
You're
yeah.
not going to forget about the food. You're not going, it's not, that's not going away. What if it does not go? What if you don't forget about it?
Then I go back to it.
Yeah, because it's the same. I've used this example so often. Your brain is going to keep trying to bring you back to the food. And then you're like, no, it's not going to happen right now. I'm not hungry. I want to lose weight. That is my goal. I'm not going back to the food. And your brain is going to be like, yeah, but if you go ahead, you can take a break now. It tastes so good. Don't you want it? No, you know what I really want? I want weight loss. It's the same thing. If you're in the Target parking lot with your kid and you're holding their hand and they jerk away from you go grab them and you get them and you're like, no, not right now. We're in a parking lot. It's dangerous. You don't need to do that. They jerk away. You go back, you get them and you bring them back again. And you'll do that as many times as it takes. What's happening with you is your brain runs off and you go get it. And then it runs off again, and you're like, well, fuck it. I went and
Yes,
got you
exactly.
one time. After that, you're on your damn own.
Yeah. And that's like, I feel like when that happens, I just don't have the strength to go get it. I feel just weak and left like in a pile.
But if your kid is running away from you in the Target parking lot for the fifth time, you are tired. You are frustrated. You're aggravated. But you still go get the kid. So when your brain is telling you for the fifth time to go back for the food, you're going to be aggravated. You're going to be frustrated. But you can still go get it, just like you do with everything else.
It sounds simple.
Here's the thing, it's not. It is work. Yes, it is work. It is absolutely work. But it sounds like it's work you might want to figure out how to do. Imagine if right now, every week, you're eating 10 times when you're not hungry. Let's just, because MJ can't do math because I suck at math. But anyway, 10 times. Imagine if, like, over this next week, you only ate when you weren't hungry 8 times. Because here's the thing, you're like, if I don't stop eating when I'm not hungry, I'm never going to get this weight off. Like 100% of the time, I got to be good at it. But imagine what it would look like this week if you only ate when you weren't hungry 8 times. And then next week, maybe 7 times. And then maybe a couple weeks after that, 6 times. Instead of thinking you got to get it all figured out right now, and you can never, in order to lose weight, ever eat when you're not hungry.
I think part of it, like with the kid example, is when they run off, I feel like I have to get them. But then I don't feel like I have to take care of myself.
Why do you have to go get them? Because
Because
I
I'm in
listen.
charge.
Yeah, but you're in charge of you.
Yeah, I don't feel like I am. I feel like I have to be in charge of everybody else that. When it becomes my turn to be in charge of me, I'm just done.
That's not true. You needed a bath, a shower, and the only person that was going to do it for you is you, and you did.
Yeah.
You take care of you. You probably brush your teeth. You don't wear dirty drawers most of the time, probably. You got 3 kids. I know I did every once in a while when I had 3 kids, but the majority of the time, you got on clean drawers. And guess who's in charge of doing all that shit for you? You?
It's hard. It's unbelievable to think that such little things are self-care.
Mm-hmm. But it's true. Imagine what would happen if you just decided today I'm never brushing my teeth again. How long would you have teeth?
Not very.
Yeah, you'd be, it'd be a hot mess. If you decided never to wash your hair again, your hair would be in knots in no time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you taking care of yourself.
So what would be the next doable step in when you say that, like, not when I'm eating, when I'm not hungry and stopping?
The best thing is, honestly, for you too, I think, not expecting the thoughts to go away. They're not going anywhere. Because here's what we've done, Lisbeth, and I had done the same thing, so I know exactly how it works. Your brain is like, oh, you know what would be good right now? Some whatever, chips. And then you're like, no, I'm not hungry. I'm not going to eat it. And then your brain is like, that usually works. I don't know what happened. Maybe I'll say a little bit louder. You know you want it. You know that's the only way you're going to get a break. You better go get some chips. And then your brain, then you're like, nope, I'm not hungry. I don't want any. And then your brain is like, this bitch ain't listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring out the big guns. Then it brings out, you're never going to lose weight anyway. You know you still always overeat. Your life is so stressful. You might as well. It's the only way you get relief. And it escalates. Because you know what at the end happens? Chips.
Mm-hmm.
It gets nasty. When you tell your kid, no, you cannot go out and play in the rain. And then they ask again, don't they get louder and louder every single time they ask, hoping that you're going to give in?
Mm-hmm.
That's what your brain does.
I don't want four kids, and that's what it feels like.
But here's the thing. The more you tell your kids no, and the more you set rules up for your kids, don't you notice that they get on board and start to do most of the time some of the things that you tell them to do? As they get older, they listen more. You get more reps with telling them the way things are going to be, and they get better. A lot of times what happens is when you're trying to stop eating when you're hungry, you think that it's going to be loud and long like that forever. But that's not what happens. The more you do it, the more your brain is going to be like, well, shit. Guess that's not going to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She's not listening to these anymore. And it gets easier and easier and easier.
Yeah. And I even like implement some of the stuff with my daughter. I see myself doing it, and I see myself going, why can't I just do exactly what I'm saying?
Because you think it should be easy. You think the thought should go away, and then you should never want to eat when you're not hungry. Like that. And that's not what happens.
Have you found any like tips or tricks to start the initial push away? Like,
yeah, so easy. Again, it's those small doable steps. So you notice that you are hungry. I mean, you're wanting to eat and you're not hungry. Just say, I'm not going to tell myself no right now, but I am going to set a timer for 5 minutes. See how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just walk away and literally set a timer, a literal legit timer. Set the timer. And in 5 minutes, be like, okay, do I still really want that? If the answer is yes, eat it. The answer could also be, you know what? I think I might could wait 5 more minutes. Then you just wait 5 more minutes. And then maybe your timer goes off in 5 minutes and it's like, oh, I don't even want that anymore. Just see what happens.
I'm scared that if I do that and I eat it, that I won't be able to stop.
You've always stopped when you're eating before. Always.
True. Mm-hmm.
There ain't never been a time in your life because you're not still sitting here eating something. You've always stopped. You may have stopped after you had had enough, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're working on right now.
So, I mean, you've had young kids too, mm-hmm. multiple. In all the chaos, you know, your brain says, you know, go grab some chips, go grab a cookie. You'll feel better with stress. And, you know, okay, let me set a timer. Is there a trick that I can remember to do that step when I'm in that crazy feeling?
Yes. And when it's a habit, this is for everybody listening to this call. So I love what you said, Lisbeth, that I can remember. Like, that is so key. Like, that was such a good thing that you said, because it makes sense to set a timer and it makes sense to do whatever. But a lot of times, because it is a habit, you notice that you have the thought of wanting to eat. And the next thing you know, you're already eating and you're like, what the fuck? I was going to set a timer and I was going to do this thing and I was going to whatever. And you forget. So you sometimes have to have external triggers.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make your snacks more difficult to get to, the ones that you typically run to, you know, the snacks that you typically get. Kathy Hartman said one time, like, put a discovery worksheet, like print it out and like put it inside the pantry. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you know you always go get ice cream, put a sticky note on it. Is that external trigger? Because your brain mm-hmm. is not going to be like, oh, I know you always eat ice cream to calm down, but remember you're going to set a timer as your kids are like beating each other up and like mm-hmm. screaming. And your brain is going to be like, oh, by the way, remember timer? No, you've got to set your environment up too. Set those triggers for yourself. Make it so that your brain is like, oh, that was right. I was going to set a timer.
Okay.
Make it easy to remember. And then here's the thing, Lisbeth. I don't care if you set that 5 minute timer and you decide to eat an entire fucking bag of chips. I don't mm-hmm. care. What I want you to do in that moment, when you remember to set that timer, first of all, when you put the fucking sticky notes up there, I want you mm-hmm. to celebrate the shit out of the fact that you have set up an environment that's going to make it a little bit easier for you this week. I want you to give yourself credit for that shit. And then if you wait 5 minutes and then you decide to eat the whole fucking bag of chips, I want you to celebrate that you waited 5 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to use kid analogies because Elizabeth sounds like she's in the middle of kid analogies. So we've potty trained a dog or a human being. And when they ask to go to the potty finally, and we take them, we're like, oh my God, it was so good that you said. I'm so glad you asked me. You're so good. They sit on the toilet and they don't go. And you take them off the toilet and then they immediately pee on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that the next time they ask to go, you still celebrate that they're asking to go. Because you know that's the first step of getting them to go potty.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you pee in your pants at the end or not, doesn't matter. You still celebrate that you reminded yourself that you did wait 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you don't say like to the kid, well, you're just going to pee in your pants anyway. What the fuck? Whatever. I don't care. No. Well, sometimes you feel like it, but you don't say it.
I've gotten there with my oldest.
Yeah, I know. We all have our moments, right? Like, it's never perfect, but it's like you knew, like, you celebrate the little things with them. So when you say, I don't have the skill and I don't know how to love myself and I don't want to talk to myself, you do it to your kids all day long.
And you that's have
the
why
skill. You're just not used to applying it to yourself.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it to myself, because I do it to them all day long, that I just forget that I'm a person too. Like,
I love that. Yeah. But it, just one thing, one thing at a time.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go get some Post-its and start putting them all over.
That's exactly what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I would do. Make it easy on yourself.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. I'm glad you got some time.
I am too. Oh my God.
Yes. I know. All right. Well, let us know how you're doing. You can go to Ask Coaches. Let us know at the end of this week. Like, write in to Ask Coaches and just say, like, it's me. The set a timer, you know, lady, whatever it is, and then let us know how it's going.
Will do.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yes. Bye-bye. Y'all, let's get ourselves set up for success and make it as easy as we can on ourselves. You know, we've got to. I'm going to try Zoom user one more time. If it does not work, I don't know why it's not like flipping over. Oh, it says they're coming now. There you are, Zoom user.
Hello.
What is your name, Zoom user?
It's Julie.
Hey, Julie. All right.
I just said in my head I wasn't going to get a coach there. So.
What? Here you are.
Hello. Okay, so you've maybe answered some of this, but I wouldn't mind just a bit of help around procrastination and getting stuck. Like, I would find I just get to a stage of like overwhelm, and then I just kind of shut down, and then I just don't want to do it. And I can write it in my planner all I want, but my brain's like, nah, we're not doing that. And it's not with everything. There's certain things I don't mind doing, but I kind of get to that stage, you know, where you just want to kind of run away and not deal with anything or be an adult.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I go through stages like that where I'm just like, oh.
Tell me about the last time this happened, Julie.
Well, now, to be fair, I feel like I'm starting to come out of it a wee bit now, but I've been at that stage where I'm trying to keep it doable. I'm trying to keep it simple. I'm trying to not say I'm going to plan a 4-course meal every night for my dinner and have really complex things. I've, you know, bought myself stuff that I can just heat up in the microwave that's easy. I have been just trying to force myself to make a plan. The last couple of days I haven't, because I've just been like, oh, fuck it. And it nearly is a little bit like a sort of self-destruct, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, so here's my question. Like, when you say I'm making myself write a plan, what does that mean?
At those moments, I can't really be arsed doing it. You know, it, like, most of the time I can get up, I can write, I do it the night before because I'm generally up quite early, but I can do my plan. I can kind of do a rough weekly plan, and then I adjust it slightly each day depending on what's going on. I can write down what exercise I'm doing and stuff. I sort of plan that in as well. And normally I'm like, that's okay. I like it. I don't feel any strong feelings about it. But then there's sometimes it's like I just have a pushback where I'm like, no, we're not doing this. It's like a temper tantrum. Like, and oh, fuck this. And even
so, it's almost like a resistance to following the plan.
Yes. And it's okay. Even stupid things like I've been like I did not the discovery worksheet. What's the one, the assessment thing?
Yeah.
And one thing I kind of thought, right, I can work on is bedtime because I go to bed at a reasonable time and then I just sit and watch a load of shit on Facebook. And I haven't quite worked out why I'm doing it, but I'm trying to work on that. So I'm be like, right, okay, I'm going to try and get to bed. I've got a couple of books out of the library. And it's not that I don't like reading. My brain just goes, no, fuck it. We're not doing this. It's okay, like a real.
So we'll talk. This is an easy fix. First of all, there is some discussion in the chat. Where's your accent from?
Scotland.
Oh, we have winners. Y'all are winners in the chat.
But I live in Northern Ireland now, so I'm a kind of...
Oh, see, we both could be right. Because you probably have like a mix at this point.
Yeah, we both.
See, that's why there was so much discussion in the chat. How long have you been going to bed and scrolling on Facebook?
A long time.
So we'll go to the four ends.
Mm-hmm.
So why would it be normal to get in the bed? You got these books to read, scrolling on Facebook, and then you notice yourself thinking, oh, fuck it. I just want to scroll on Facebook. Why would that be normal?
Because it's mindless.
No, because it's your habit. You've been doing it forever. Mm-hmm. Forever. And mm-hmm. So you're like, that's what would be normal, just to blow it off and go back to Facebook. And then the neutralize would be planned to read book at bedtime, scrolled Facebook. So what do you think your next best thought or action would be?
Not catastrophizing it,
but how could we make it easy? If you want to develop the habit of reading a book at night, what is the first easy, doable step that you could possibly take that would get you there, do you think?
Well, I have a book right next to my bed, ready to read, and I go to bed early. So that's kind of me setting myself up to do it, but I just get stuck and I'm like, I'm not doing that. There's some nights I can do it, but then other nights it's just a real pushback.
Okay, what about, again, all this is, y'all, I want you to see, everybody on this call, what we've got right now with the last caller was an urge to eat when she was not hungry. Okay. Again, here we sit with Julie. She's got an urge. She's got an urge to scroll Facebook when she planned to read a book. Urge is an urge is an urge. In the first example, we had a food urge. Now we have like an activity urge, we'll call it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing that worked for the last person is going to work for Julie. Set a timer for 5 minutes. I can read for 5 minutes. And then if I want to scroll Facebook after that, totally fine.
I see somebody's said about an audiobook, but they just put me to sleep.
I know, right? So, but you actually physically want to hold a book and read that you got from the library. Same thing. Set a timer for 5 minutes. And then if you don't want to read anymore, put the book down and go right back to Facebook. So what could your external trigger be to remind you that you are going to read for 5 minutes when you go to bed at night?
Having the book at the bed.
Well, the book's already at the bed. That ain't a fucking enough. That obviously is not your trigger because it ain't triggered you so far.
I'm not sure, to be fair.
Stick it on your pillow. Put it on your pillow in the morning when you wake up. Before you leave your bed, stick it right on your pillow.
Then the kids come in bed for cuddles before, so that wouldn't work.
But as soon as y'all get out of the bed, put it back, put it on your pillow. Set a timer, set an alarm on your phone to go off to remind you to read for 5 minutes when you go to bed.
I could put it on top of my lip balm because I do that every night.
Perfect. That is absolutely perfect.
And what about the, like, getting sort of stuck with the not being able to follow through in the plan? And it's not that I'm not, you know.
Tell me about the last time you planned something and you blew it off.
Well, like, I didn't plan the last 2 days. And I just went into a bit of fuck it eating. And I don't quite know why. I did give myself a bit of space to say, you know what, you're obviously feeling something just now, and that's the way you've coped. So we're not going to go into the big guilt, shame spiral with it all. But it frustrates me.
How long have you been a planner?
I am a planner. I'm a big planner, but it's nearly like, because I plan for work, I do, like, I'm a project engineer, so I spend my whole life planning things, planning people, planning the kids.
But how long have you been planning your food?
Well, I think I'm about 4 or 5 months in, so I've
been
fairly consistent.
So here's what we've got. You've been doing it for 4 or 5 months. You're fairly consistent. You just had 2 days. But I want to go back to before those 2 days. That's something you can just plan and get back in the run of it. Because that goes back to the phases of change that you learn in OBS. You know, like 20% of the time you do it, 80% of the time you don't. And then, you know, 40% of the time you do it, and 60% of the time you don't. Like, so we're in that phase, right? Like, that's where we are. But what about the last time that you had a plan, you knew your plan, and you're like, I ain't listening to you plan.
I can't remember, but maybe it's the waiting for hunger and the stopping enough I'm not getting.
Okay, so you are following your plan.
I do remember a few weeks ago, I had a project going in. I was working weekends, did a couple of weekends in the trot. It was really stressful. I planned salad. I was like, fuck that, I'm not eating a salad. And then I went to the shop. But I've been in my new job 5 months now, and I've only went out to get food twice in that time. So I'm probably doing better than I'm giving myself.
I know. I was like, what's your percentage of following your plan? It sounds pretty damn good.
I think I kind of maybe add stuff into it, but like my main meals would be fairly on plan, but then I maybe would have some like sweets or a bit of chocolate or something that I hadn't planned in.
Well, the fix for that is just write some of that on your plan and then make a decision if you want it or not.
Yeah, or maybe, like, I would say I have a tin of Coke or something, but I don't want to put that on my plan every day because it's not something, you know, that might be one thing. So, like, maybe I'd have a tin of Coke, but I hadn't put it on my plan. But then I'm like, oh, fuck it, I want it, I'm going to have it. And then my brain has a bit of a hissy fit.
Yeah, you could. A lot of people, what they do, if they like are a Diet Coke drinker or Coke drinker or whatever, intermittently, like sporadically, you could even put, like, I used to put, like, mine was chocolate. And so I would put CIW, chocolate if wanted. You could put like Coke if want, CIW, Coke if wanted. If you want to add in a Coke. But listen, we are not overweight because we added in a tin of Coke once a week. It's not really that big of a problem.
And I did buy a box of 10 Cokes about a month ago, and there's still about four in it. So
you have got problems that ain't even damn problems, Julie.
Yeah. I think my problem is, like, I'm a recovering perfectionist. And I'm just really hard on myself.
Yeah. What happens if something's not perfect?
Well, only in my brain.
Yeah, but what happens if something's not perfect?
The world doesn't end.
True.
That is something I'm working on, because I know it is a really self-inflicted thing that's not serving me anymore. I even did some knitting there. I've just started knitting, and I made a mistake in a couple of stitches, and I was going to unpick a big chunk of it, and I was like, no, it's okay. Nobody will notice it. I do notice it, but I'm trying to like look at it and accept that it's a mistake, and it adds character to the thing.
Yeah. So you're learning that it doesn't always have to be perfect. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be more data loaded.
Yeah.
Like you need to, when you notice that you're going off and off and off by how terrible this is, get your data out.
Yeah.
Because whenever you said, like, I bought everybody is now going to call it a tin of Coke, just so you know, in the chat from Evermore, it's always going to be a tin of Coke for everybody that is listening to this call. You bought, listen, in my Southern accent, you bought T-E-N, 10, which sounds like a tin of Coke, but you know what I mean. You bought 10, the quantity of 10, and you still have 4 left. And this has been over several weeks.
Yeah.
So it's really not a big problem.
Yeah. The perfectionism runs deep in me.
Yeah.
I guess that's been something I've done since a child. And yeah, I think as well, going into like a male dominated field hasn't helped that, because I've kind of needed to prove that I'm good enough by being perfect. So I'm trying to unlearn a lot of behavior and take some women with me on that, so they don't have to, they can do it early.
Yeah. It is so, if you've been a perfectionist, like, I love exactly what you just showed, because it's like your brain is like, well, it's not perfect. Well, I am having a tin of Coke sometimes, and then I am doing this, and then, you know, I just throw away my plan, and then like all these things. But when you really like started to talk about it, it was like, oh, maybe it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe I am doing better than I thought.
Yeah.
And a lot of times for women especially, if we don't do it right, or we don't do it perfectly, or we don't do it like we think we're supposed to, we go straight to the beat down. And a lot of that comes from old diet mentality. I mean, if you're on Atkins and you're in ketosis and you screw up one time, you're 3 days of eating perfect to get your ass back on track.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been on so many diets that, like, if you don't do it perfectly, you got to start all the way over. Well, now I fuck the whole thing up.
Yeah. And I have to say, that's one thing I am getting so much better at, because I'm not doing the, oh, I fucked it up now, I might as well start again on Monday, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I just need to just give myself a kick up the arse and.
Oh my God. Did y'all hear what she just said? Say it one more time. Where do you need to kick yourself, Julie?
Up the arse.
I love it so much. So happy to hear that.
Because
I could listen. Hey, who needs like a button with Julie's voice on it that we could just push and she could just say that over and over and over again? I do. Love that. Yeah. That was my favorite part of my whole day so far. Thank you, Julie.
I could call somebody an arsehole as well, but I'm not like that.
I know. Somebody wants to be your best friend. In the chat. Well, I just want you to like send me a Marco Polo every day.
Is the chat transcript available on the replay? Because I haven't caught with it all.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I know. When you're up, you can't really see the chat. So yeah, it'll be available. So somebody says, Suzanne says, we need to have that, your voice, in put it in the next swag box. So that's so funny.
I'm available for voiceover work.
I love that. Do you do the habit tracker, Julie?
Yeah, I do it in my book. But again, I'm really hard on myself with it. So like, I'm trying to be a bit more consistent with that. And, you know, like,
I'm going to tell you, this is why I would make it a priority for you, Julie. Like, even if you like put a sticky note that like sticks out the top, or you set a reminder on your phone.
I do it every day, but I kind of, again, with the perfectionist, I have this big like dialogue with myself that if I ate one thing that wasn't on my plan, am I completely off plan or not? So what I've done is I've actually set myself up that so that I've got actual metrics, so that if I eat two things that are not on plan, I get like half for that one.
Oh, and perfect. Then, whatever works for you. But I think you, and a lot of times I just throw my planner away. I don't really go back and look at my planner, but especially for you, I think it's going to be really beneficial for you to keep them for several months, so that when you are telling yourself that you're not doing well, or you're telling yourself that it has to be perfect, that you can look back at your habit tracker and be like, oh, I only had 60% on this month and I still lost 4 pounds or whatever it is. And like for you, that's going to probably be enough to calm you down and not think that the world is ending.
Yeah. And I think that is a thing. I do catastrophize a lot of stuff.
Yeah. But for you, it's data. Your key is going to be data and being able to go back and calm yourself down about it and just listen, project engineering, you need some proof, some data.
Yeah. Yeah. And to kick myself up the arse.
Yes. And you know what? Like you sound, it must be the name Julie. For those of you that don't know Coach Julie, she has a mind a lot like yours, Julie. Like, and then I created these metrics for myself. And then I did it. Like, it must be Julie, because it's like she's the same. When she moved, I'm telling all Julie's secrets. When she moved, she created a spreadsheet and she numbered all of her boxes. So box number one, then she had the spreadsheet that said number one. And it was like forks, spoons, like whatever. And then it would be, so like all the boxes were numbered and then she had the spreadsheet. I bet that would be your jam, would it, Julie?
Yeah.
It must be. Somebody else said this Julie would never do that. I was like, must be a Julie thing. Julie's organized like that. But it is not as bad as you think it is. You are doing great. And then I hope what everybody's seeing from, like, whenever you're wanting to read at night, the same thing you use, the same tools that we have in OBS, the same things that you use to not eat at certain times or to stop eating at enough, those are those same things that you can use for urges to not read, or urges to not like go fold your laundry. All of those are urges.
Yeah.
They're just thoughts that you have that like try to entice you to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is. And every tool that we have, like if you're working on reading, you could even add that to your habit tracker and give yourself a little dopamine hit that way in one of the little empty boxes, or create another way to do it. Or if you do, like if you notice that you say, fuck it, I don't want to read tonight, but you do it anyway, fill out a successful urge worksheet.
I have made myself a little, I've customized my tracker and my
monthly. Of course you have, Julie.
And I print it out every month.
Of course you have, Julie. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like if you, like for you, whenever you are doing like you didn't read or whatever, and even though you planned it, you can do a discovery worksheet about what were you telling yourself? What were your thoughts? Like everything that we use for weight loss, you can tweak it for any other habits that you're trying to create.
Yeah, I did one of those successful urge ones when I didn't want to do a workout the other day.
Yes.
And I was like, fucking do it. Just do it. And it took me 20 minutes. And then I felt better for doing it. And I'm like, right, just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the, you're using it exactly like it's intended to be used for everything.
And I guess you build momentum then by following through and keeping going on those things.
Yeah. The more you do, the more you want to do, right? Like, this is life.
Yeah.
Once you get into motion, it's easier to stay in motion. But to get yourself into motion, that's the hardest step. It's just getting up. But here's what I tell myself, like procrastination, because you are bringing up like procrastination stuff. Like, I hate fucking folding laundry. I would rather do just, I mean, literally, like, I would rather pull out every one of my eyelashes than to fold a load of laundry. I hate it. I'm never going to like it. I can't thought work my way into making it an amazing thing. But here's the thing. It's my job. In this house, I'm the official laundry folder. If I don't do it now,
it gets worse.
Well, I'm putting it on my future self's to-do list.
Yeah.
There's a version of me tomorrow who's still going to be looking at that fucking laundry. She ain't got time to do it either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like kicking it down the can to my damn self. She didn't want to do it anymore than I want to do it. Might as well go ahead and do it now and help her out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I fix my coffee every night. I'm exhausted. I don't feel like fixing my coffee so it'll be turned on and feeling amazing. But there's somebody's going to make it. I'm either going to make it in the morning when I'm half asleep, or I can make it tonight, get it set up so it's just ready and waiting for me in the morning. Somebody's doing it. Them dishes ain't going to wash themselves. Do I want to do it like in a 30-minute break, get the dishes done? This 30-minute break, or do I want to kick it down a can to later tonight after work when I'm exhausted? One of us is doing it. It's either me now with 30 extra minutes, or it's me at 5 o'clock when I'm hungry and I'm tired and I really don't feel like it. Somebody's doing it. May as well be me right now.
Yeah. And I guess if I do procrastinate, I've got to just give myself a bit of kindness as well.
Yeah. We all procrastinate a little bit, but like really thinking about then who's going, if I don't do it now, who's going to do it?
I'm really good at it though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Julie, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I think you've brightened our day. All of us. All righty. I'll talk to you later, Julie.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye. That was really, really good. I enjoyed listening to her. All right. I want y'all all to do me a favor, if you would. Make sure that you're getting our emails. We had an amazing newsletter come out today. Make sure, just check. If you don't see the newsletter, it went out this morning. Check your spam and junk and all the things. Everybody should have gotten one. So that's a really easy way. You know, that's a really easy way fix. And if you don't have it, email support and say, hey, look at my shit. See why I don't have my newsletter. If you are still interested in going to camp, we still have a few slots in person available. They have extended our room block until tomorrow. So if you're listening to the replay, it's only be gone. There are still rooms, but just not at our discounted rate. You can call the hotel after tomorrow and get a room just so that's available. The swag is shipping. If you want to go to Think It, Ink It, Shrink It camp to learn how to catch old shitties like try and learn about all that kind of stuff and how you can really start to call yourself out on those little things that we don't catch, right? Like, we don't think that's an old shitty, but it really, really is. Then you want to come to Think It, Ink It, Shrink It Camp. Go to the website, nobswoman.com, under events. All right. Oh, VJ is going to virtual. Christine, go to the website. Oh, Misha, just click the link. It'll take you right there. Yes, it's going to be that swag box, y'all. I'm going to tell you, I helped pick the swag. I approved the swag. And I got my swag box early. I've never been so excited in my life to get a swag box. It was like Christmas to me. And I knew what the fuck was in it. And I was still so excited to get my grubby little paws on all of it. So, yeah, link for camp is above. All right, y'all. Have an amazing, amazing, amazing time. Yeah, thank you, Mish, for being here with us. And I will talk to y'all later. Have a great week. Go plan some shit. Write some shit down. Get some shit done. That's how it works. Bye, y'all.